Chapter 3, Part 2. Chulak and Hamlet walked all night, and when morning came they slept in a little valley under some thick trees. They woke up in the afternoon, and while Hamlet browsed on the leaves, Chulak went to the nearest village to ask the way to the Emerald Lake. He came back with an armful of bananas and some news. "Guess what, Hamlet? We're in luck. This is the night of the full moon. The water goddess comes out of the lake and grants people's wishes. Couldn't be better, my boy. Finish your leaves and we'll be moving." They weren't the only people going to the Emerald Lake. The jungle paths were busy with families carrying picnic baskets, and even a troop of monkeys was heading in the same direction. Just before the sun set, Chulak and Hamlet saw a young man busily pinning up notices to the trees beside the path. Chulak was about to read one when the young man caught sight of him. "Hey, I know you," he said. "And him. We know lots of people," said Chulak. "Is this the right way to the Emerald Lake?" "Just along there. Here, can I?" The young man looked bashful. Chulak knew what he wanted. "Kneel down, Hamlet," he said. "Customer." Hamlet couldn't say anything when the young man there, but he gave Chulak a severe look as he knelt down. The young man daubed something on Hamlet's side with a stick and some mud and gave Chulak a coin. "Thanks," he said. "Wait till I tell the boss." He ran off. Chulak read what he'd written. "Eat and ram at Rambashi's Jungle Grill." "Rambashi?" Chulak said. An uncle Rambashi used to be a chicken farmer." The notices on the trees were advertising the Jungle Grill as well. It was opening that very night. There were meals at half price if he brought in a voucher from one of the notices. "It'd be nice to see Uncle Rambashi again," Chulak said. "Come on, it'll be dark in a minute." So they hurried on. Soon they came out of the shores of the Emerald Lake. Under the trees at the edge of the water there stood some houses on stilts with cooking fires and coloured lanterns. And as the tropical darkness covered the sky in less than 5 minutes, Chulak and Hamlet entered the village. Naturally, a white elephant with an advertisement written on him caused a sensation. As soon as Chulak and Hamlet were being followed by a crowd of excited children and some older people with nothing else to do, even the troop of dancers getting into their costumes for the ceremony couldn't resist, and the dancing mistress had to run after them with a mouth full of safety pins to pull them back and scold them. "Which way to Rambashi's Jungle Grill?" Chulak asked, and someone pointed along the shore where a wooden building stood on stilts over the water. There was a terrace with coloured flags and tables with checkered tablecloths and lamps made of wine bottles, and a cloud of smoke was coming from the kitchen with sounds of sizzling and bubbling and the smell of grilling meat and fish and spices. Just in time. "Hamlet, what do you think of that?" "And that's Uncle Rambashi," said Chulak. Rambashi was wearing a white apron over his tartan sarong. He was using some customs on the terrace when he saw Chulak. "Chulak, my boy, how delightful to see you. And your friend, your pet, this excellent mobile advertising billboard. Come in, dear boy. Voucher?" "Oh, don't bother with that. Free food for everyone. In honour of the ceremony full of the full moon. Of course, I'll lose money on it, but we'll soon make it up. Wonderful publicity." "Yes, that's right, ladies and gentlemen. free meals tonight. What about us? Said a waiter. When do we get our supper? Customers first, said Rambashi. You and the boys can have as much as you like later on. I thought you were in the chicken business, said Shulak, tucking into a big plate of prawns and rice and statey sauce. Yes, I had to give that up. I felt sorry for the hens, Shulak. So we took the transport business for a while. River taxi, you know, with some freelance work on the side, but then came to the opportunity to invest in the restaurant trade, where my talents truly lie. Shulak? Yes, ma'am. Our grilled lake trout is exquisite tonight. May I suggest some saffron rice to accompany it, and a flask of jasmine wine? Yes, all free, no charge. Compliments of the house. The Jungle Grill was certainly doing good business, or would have been if Rambashi had been charging for it. I hope he knows what he's doing, Hamlet, Shulak said as the elephant browsed quietly on the banana tree that overspread the terrace. He reckons it'll be such good publicity that they'll come back when he starts charging. Not so sure. Still, the food's good. Smoky, but tasty. Rambashi's cook was having trouble with the grill, which he kept having to throw water over when it got too hot. Clouds of smoke and steam kept billowing out. The waiters rushed up and to and fro with full plates and dirty plates and flasks of wine, menus and coconuts full of ice cream. Meanwhile, the village elders were preparing the lakeshore for the full moon ceremony. Shulak and Hamlet, full of supper, wandered along to have a look. The sand was swept and smooth, lanterns were hung in the trees, and blossoms of all colours were scattered on the water. The path from the temple to the lake was crowded several deep on either side, and Shulak had to climb on Hamlet's back in order to see. Then the ceremony began. A great drum sounded three times, and an orchestra began to play gongs and xylophones and drums and cymbals and flutes. A line of dancers came out of the temple and swayed down the path towards the lake, their fingernails snapping and clicking like fireflies, and their golden skirts shimmering in the lantern light. The headman of the village struck a light and lit a scented candle in a paper boat, which he floated out onto the lake. The incense made the air sweet and rich. Very soon other paper boats were floating out to join it. And then a little child pointed at the tree tops on the far side of the dark lake and said, "Moon!" The full moon was rising, and it rose, the music rose too. The gongs, the xylophones and the cymbals all summoning the goddess from the lake. And then she was there, though no one had seen her arrive, as if she'd come when they were looking away. And when they looked back, they saw her, though no one had really looked away. She was floating to the shore on a raft of water lilies, a beautiful lady in a robe the colour of the moon, with silver rings and amulets, and a necklace made of jasmine flowers. One after another, the villagers vowed to her and asked for help. This woman with a sick child, that man for a good harvest, these lovers for a blessing on their manor. Goddess rebuked some for asking too much, though she'd never refused anyone in need. When they had all finished and the goddess was about to depart, Shulak gathered his wits and shook his head because he was a little dazzled by her beauty. He thrust his way to the water's edge and knelt down. "Goddess," he said, "please hear me too." But before the goddess could answer, hands took him roughly and hauled him away. What are you doing, stranger? Away with him. Defiling the lake. Who is he? Who gave him permission? Stone him, turn him out. Chulak struggled. He could see Hamlet raising his trunk and shifting his feet, and he knew the elephant was getting angry. No, he cried. Listen, I've got a special request. Just let me ask the goddess. The high priest looked down, frowning. His face was shadow and stern. How dare you come to this sacred place? He said, the goddess of the lake is not to be disturbed with your frivolous requests. Take him away. No, she shall not hear you. Be thankful we let you go with your life. Take him to the village boundary, and if he comes back, kill him.